Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Hot Docs, Canada's International Documentary Festival, continues through the weekend with tons of really great movies online. Free tickets each day for students and seniors. I plan to binge watch documentaries this weekend before it's over. Now is your chance to watch some really good movies. Here's a few of the ones I want to see this weekend. Four Seasons in a Day, a novel look at the ferry across the border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. 7 Years of Lucas Graham, about the eponymous Danish band. Gaucho Americano, about real cowboys from Chile working in the Western U.S. And Archipelago, a stunning animated look at an imaginary animated island in Quebec. But this week, I'm talking about three more documentaries at Hot Docs, all directed by women, two of which offer a new take on American history. There's the dark past and present of American racism, the brighter side of 200 years of populist homegrown American socialism, and, for something completely different, a look at three dark goths in sunny rural Denmark. Dark Blossom, written and directed by Frigga Fri. Josephine is a young woman who lives in a small town in northern Jutland in Denmark. She hates sports and rejects the H&M conformity of her high school classmates. She prefers to wear black, accentuated with theatrical makeup, wigs, and a pierced septum. If you haven't guessed yet, she's a brooding goth. Luckily, Jose is not completely alone. She has two best friends who are two guys. Jay, whose parents are devout Christians but who prefers big hair and dark fantasies, and the fashion-obsessed Nightmare, who calls himself, who knows choice curse words in Punjabi from his father's side but can't find a boyfriend. They give each other homemade tattoos and go out on adventures in grassy fields. They're totally into roadkill, boiling dead weasels to make jewelry from their bones. Together they form a tight three goth posse. But things start to fray when Josephine meets a guy she really likes. And when she moves to Copenhagen with him, to live with him, Nightmare takes this as a personal insult. Will the three best friends ever get back together, or is this a permanent shift? And will Jose trade in her animal skulls for Hello Kitty dolls? Dark Blossom is a highly personal look at three young nonconformists in rural Denmark as they express their fragile feelings of friendship in their art, fashion, and music. All the smoke in the air, till the hate when they stare. Who We Are, A Chronicle of Racism in America, directed by Emily Kunstler and Sarah Kunstler, whose father is the famous civil rights lawyer, William Kunstler. Can a country be both good and bad? Could a country founded on slavery also be a bastion of freedom and liberty? So asks Jeffrey Robinson, a legal director at the ACLU, in a lecture he gave in New York City on Juneteenth, that's June 19th, in 2018, to mark the emancipation of enslaved people in the U.S. This lecture is interspersed with vintage photos and personal interviews, and it looks at the history of slavery and racism and the dominant role it holds in the country. And like the toppling down of old statues, this iconoclast exposes some of the worst aspects hidden in plain sight. For example, did you know the third verse of the Star Spangled Banner celebrates the capture and killing of escaped slaves? I sure didn't know that. They sing it for you on stage in this film. Andrew Jackson, whose face greets you on each $20 bill and who ex-President Trump says he adores, was a major advocate of the slave trade who probably owned 150 human beings. A large part of the U.S. economy, both the North and the South, was based on the trade of cotton, tobacco, and rice, all of which were mainly produced by slave labor. And we're talking just before the U.S. Civil War. This film looks at a wide range of stuff, from the rise of the Ku Klux Klan to massacres of black neighborhoods, widespread lynching, segregation, Jim Crow laws, widespread incarceration, and police violence. It covers how ingrained anti-black racism is in the foundations of sectors you might not think about, including the financial system, real estate, education, insurance, and government. So this is all told by Robinson himself in a deeply personal way. He grew up in a mainly white Memphis, white neighborhood in Memphis, Tennessee, during the beginning of integration and the implementation of civil rights there. So we see him revisit and talk about his own past, what has improved and what remains the same. Who We Are is an excellent and meticulously researched look at the history of racism and white supremacy within the U.S., covering hundreds of years in just 2 short hours.
As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day.
The Big Scary S-Word, directed by Yael Bridge. With its two-party system, lack of class mobility, and entrenched political views, the U.S. is usually considered as one of the most conservative developed countries in the world. But what is often forgotten is the long-standing streak of leftist populism and socialism throughout its history. And with the recent explosive rise in popularity of politicians like Bernie Sanders and AOC, and movements like the Democratic Socialists, the S-word no longer holds the same negative connotations it once did. This movie digs up some really unusual facts that will surprise almost everyone who watches it. Did you know it was the Republican Party who originally espoused socialist ideals after the Civil War, and that Karl Marx wrote regular columns in American newspapers in New York? He was intrigued by the socialism of the U.S. long before he wrote his famous books. It looks at the cooperative communities that sprung up in the mid-1800s in places of Wisconsin and the non-commercial Bank of North Dakota that saved lots of farmers there from losing their land and homes. The film looks at a huge range of topics eloquently explained by dozens of famous talking heads, people like Cornel West and Naomi Klein, as it covers centuries of American history. It also follows some people making history now, people like Lee Carter, a former Marine turned state politician after he was screwed by his private employer, and Stephanie Price, an Oklahoma public school teacher who's forced to take on a second job just to raise her son. And she joins in the statewide teachers' strike that's covered in the movie. So if you're into history and not the kind they teach you in high school, check out The Big S-Word, The Big Scary S-Word. It's punchy, fast-moving, well-edited, and highly informative, as well as entertaining. Dark Blossom, Who We Are, A Chronicle of Racism in America, and The Big Scary S-Word are all playing right now at Hot Docs through May 9th. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.